Upgrade your learning experience during Dell Technologies Back to School event with AI PCs like the Dell 14 Plus featuring an Intel Core Ultra processor starting at $749.99. Supercharge your studies with features like real-time notes transcription, AI-accelerated hardware to run multiple apps without slowing down, extended battery life, and more. That's the power of new AI PCs with Intel Inside. Discover a smarter way to learn at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. All right, it's been a while. We know it's been a while, but that's what summer's about, is take a little break, come back, and talk about Overreaction Monday, when the NFL training camps are on the verge of opening up.
A few are already here.
League-wide. Rich Eisen, Chris Brockman, with another edition of Overreaction Monday, right in the middle of July, everybody. It is training camp season is upon us. Some teams are fully open. Some just have rookies. Yep. By the end of the week, if you are listening to this podcast later in the week of the week of July 21st, guess what? Everyone's going to be up and at them in the National Football League. So we have essentially, I want to punch the clown here. We've made it. I feel like we've made it. Not to paraphrase.
We're just like so close. What Hall of Fame game is next week?
Yeah. To quote Barry Manilow, it looks like we've made it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Del Tufo liked that one.
Well, he's your audience for Barry Manilow references.
All things Manilow?
Yeah. It's a good fantasy name, actually.
All things Manilow. Write it down.
All things Manilow.
Write it down because, you know, it's around the corner trying to figure out, write down all things Manilow. That's not a bad thing.
That's pretty good.
That's not a bad
thing. It feels like Rudd would really like that
Rudd would like that one. I think Rudd would like that one. And he has already been contacted.
Oh.
He will be.
He's been made aware.
He will be made. He knows it's now a tradition that we reach out to Paul Rudd to name our co-owned.
That's right.
Rich Eisen show.
Defending champion.
Yes. This season. Fantasy League entry.
Yeah.
For the fantasy footballers. Anyway, good to see you, sir.
Hey, great to see you.
All right, let's stop prattling on. Let's talk Overreaction Monday. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Monday.
On a podcast.
Here we go, buddy. Yes. We're back. We said we made it, and we're time to talk about it. Camps are opening.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking over the steering wheel. I'm thinking about the season.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
I wrote it down. I got a printout, an old school printout this
Look
year. My computer was dead.
Okay.
Someone other than the Chiefs and Eagles will have the most wins in the NFL this year.
I don't think that's an overreaction. I don't think that's an overreaction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You thought I would say.
Well, you're just, you know, quadrupling down on the Chiefs every year.
I need to see somebody.
Defending champs.
The Chiefs have made all the right moves. They made sure Trey Smith got his contract just under the wire, took the franchise tag off him, made him the highest paid guard in the National Football League to play against the highest paid center. They gave George Karlaftis a little cheese, and you take a look at the cheese of some of the top pass rushers in the National Football League. $23 million per is pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap for the Chiefs.
Oh, pardon me. Inexpensive. It's inexpensive.
Good value.
Good. That's what it is. And so Chris Jones is there, and Kelsey, just saw him at the American Century Championship. He looks good. He looks ready to roll. Mahomes is going to have that chip on his shoulder, so why not believe that the Chiefs are going to do it again? And the same thing with the Eagles, but just out of the concept of one never knows with the National Football League, and that somebody could go on a tear and just come out of nowhere and take over and be a one seed in one of these conferences that we don't see coming or has previously been, and they do it again. You know, Lions, for instance, would be one in the NFC. They were the one seed last year, right? And got one and done in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So by the Commanders. Maybe the Commanders can come out of nowhere and do it, since they made the NFC Championship game last year. Giving you some other options here, obviously.
Usual suspects.
Ravens,
Bills, Ravens.
Right, sure. Yes. So, I think that's not an overreaction at all.
Huh.
Just out of respect to the National Football League, where last can become first and, you know, outhouses can become penthouses, and there's usually a lot of turnover in the NFL with playoff teams from one year to the next. So why not?
Interesting.
I threw your curveball. You did. To mix metaphors.
You know, I think I've just been conditioned for overreaction, and then I have to defend myself.
No, that's good. I like it.
Okay.
What's up? What's up? Can we go 2 for 2 to start this?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
The Steelers are going to regret not trading TJ Watt. I mean,
that's so stupid.
Look, here's the deal. Like, do you agree that TJ Watt is on the decline?
I did see a diminished return last year.
Last 3 games of the regular season, 0 sacks.
I saw
sacks in the playoff game last year, 0.
I saw a diminished return.
Would you have given him that deal?
I absolutely would have.
Wow.
I told you why, and I'll tell you again. It's because, A, he deserves it. B, it's what the market bears. C, they made their bed with a 41-year-old quarterback who's got 1 year to take this team to at least the second round of the playoffs, to at least a playoff win, to at least a Super Bowl run that won't fall apart in week 12 like it did last year with Russell Wilson. So you've got to make sure this is all done and buttoned up, and you have everybody at your disposal to damn the torpedoes. I don't have any more, you know, cliched metaphors I can throw out here, but TJ Watt sitting at home holding out contractually is not your best foot forward when you've got Aaron Rodgers in your fold with 1 year to make it happen. So I understand you're saying that this is on the back end of the deal when he's 33 and making a ton of money and potentially cap hamstringing a team. I understand what you're saying. Sort of like Albert Pujols at the end of his long deal in baseball.
Sure. Right, maybe that Stanton contract right now with the Yankees.
Well, I mean,
like
he went 3 for 3 in the day before this taping.
Understood.
This podcast, you know, each one of them with an exit velocity, you know, that was over 100 plus off the bat. But I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I walked in.
No, but I see what you're saying, and I understand that you're saying Watt on the back end of the deal is going to be potentially problematic. We also don't know if anything was happening last year that we don't know of physically. They do. I mean, this had to get done. This had to get done, and they did it, and they had to do it at this freight. And so I think this is you're correct. We're not 2 for 2 here. This is a massive overreaction, Chris.
They could have done it before the draft. So, like, when do you think they decided that it was Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback this season? Because if it was before the draft, then okay, then I understand. You just wait it out. But if it was after the draft.
It wasn't. No.
You think before the draft they decided?
If I had to peg.
Because if it was after the draft, then why wouldn't you have traded TJ Watt? Because the quarterback would have been such a great unknown.
The minute Stafford and Darnold said no, it was Rodgers for the Steelers.
That would have been, you know,
March, late February.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Stafford was like, yeah, I'm not going east. And Darnold's like, yeah, I'm not coming there. I'm going to go to Seattle. Assuming that they did kick a tire on Darnold and he turned it down. Because the Seahawks clearly won that race for various reasons. Minute those two guys said we're out, that it was Rodgers all the way. If I had to guess.
I wonder if we're ever going to find that out, because I mean, that obviously affects the timeline.
We will not.
Yeah.
We will not find that out, but it was obvious that they went into the draft knowing it was Rodgers. We were all sitting there going, that's a heck of a basket to put all your eggs in. And all the Green Bay fans that were like, hey, we love Rodgers here. I mean, you know, Aaron did so much for us here in Green Bay, and it was amazing when he was here, but towards the end, and now glad he's not with us anymore. Yeah. Glad we don't have to deal in quotes with all that stuff. Although, again, and I'm going to talk about this on the flagship show later on Monday. Seth Rollins had a great interview with Cam Hayward when he was sitting in the chair here. And Cam Hayward said, Rodgers is walking around the locker room asking how it's done here, which is not at all the scenario in which he finished his career in Green Bay and spent his 2 years in New York. That was all like, you know, it's your show.
Right. How are we going to,
how are we running it here?
Yeah, you tell us.
Green Bay, it was like, this is how it's done because you've been here forever. And in New York, it was like, you tell us how it's done.
Right, because we don't know what to do.
I mean, the coach knows what to do on defense, but on offense, you tell who do you need? What do you want?
Yeah.
And now he's strolling into Pittsburgh. Everyone's like, well, he's going to try and make it his there. And Cam Hayward said he's walking around saying, tell me how it's done here, which is I think a positive development. For those who think otherwise or are fearful of otherwise. What else you got over there,
Chris? All right, well, we're obviously recording this Monday morning.
Yes, we are.
Cowboys reporting to Oxnard. Expect Micah Parsons to be there, but
yes,
he should stay home until Jerry gives him a new deal.
I think he'll just hold in. It's common. I don't get it. I don't get it. The Jets did what they needed to do with Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner now. They didn't have to do it now. They did it now because they know the price is only going to go up.
Only going to go up.
Set the market for Sauce now. Tack on the 4 years on the 2 years that he's got. He wants, if he agrees to do that, like I'll stay Laika before the next 2 years. And then the 4 years after that is when things kick in. And I got 6 years of runway in the National Football League. Darn. And I know I'm going to be here till I'm close to 30. And then we're going to deal with the 30-year-old conundrum that Watt just successfully navigated. And Hendrickson is still undergoing right now, you know, just to name two. Terry McLaurin is dealing with right now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to him in a second.
So, you know, but that's down the road. And Garrett Wilson, we all know what the receiver market looks like right now. So you pay him what you're paying him right now, and you got these two young Turks with this young quarterback and this new first-year head coach. I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Jets have done it right.
I know.
And again,
I can't
the
believe
Cowboys
it either.
Do what they do. Now Watt's in. That now means Jerry has to beat that. Whereas if he did this last year, Watt would have to have beaten what he did with Micah for Jerry. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you saw what Tom said with Andrew on Friday, but he said the number is, it isn't going to be, you know, the 41.1 or whatever to barely beat TJ Watt. It's going to be closer to $45 million per year for Micah Parsons.
Good. I mean, good luck. And obviously, we're not sitting here thinking he's not worth it.
No.
We're sitting here thinking he could have used some extra help somewhere on the roster with the extra millions of dollars that Jerry could have been spending on that person if they signed him when we knew they're going to have to.
Yeah.
Listen, if you know you have a star at a position that is crucial in the NFL, or you have a kid that you have drafted and you know you like him, you know the community likes him, and you know, you know, it would take a massive shocker of a development for you not to sign this guy. Sign him early. The Eagles showed it. And even when they did it with Carson Wentz and it didn't work out, they got out from under it. If you've got the proper general managing. But this is just a story as old as time. It's like the same Mad Lib, just change the proper nouns, except for the name Jerry Jones. And just change the date and the position. It's just one large Mad Lib.
It's wild.
We shall see, but I think he's going to, you know, he'll just hold in if there's any reason to hold anything.
Do you think we see him at all in training camp?
Yeah.
Is he going to play in the preseason?
No.
But this is done week one.
Absolutely. In the same way we went this with Dak and CeeDee Lamb just last year.
Dak signed the day of week one.
I know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Same thing can happen here.
I don't understand.
But you can't. The one thing I can tell you is Micah won't sign on the Saturday night / Sunday morning of week one because they play Thursday night of week one.
Right.
You know? So it will be Tuesday or Wednesday night.
He's going to have sign
in Philadelphia in the Four Seasons.
While eating a cheesesteak.
You know what I mean?
So dumb.
Right? While the Dukes are on the street looking for a handout.
That's pretty good.
So what else you got over there?
Right. Oh,
that was a Coming to America reference. That would be in New York, not Philadelphia. Let's not pick nits. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way.
basically in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
What else?
I think Coming to America was in Philadelphia, no?
No, Coming to America was Queens.
Coming to America was New York.
Right. That was where the Duke brothers were... made a cameo in Coming to America.
Oh,
didn't
right, right, right.
Right? When they were on the streets?
Right.
Didn't
right.
they?
Trading Places, Philadelphia.
Right, correct.
Look.
Don't mess with me. I had 4 days off. Right now, my mind is sharp.
People in Washington are disgruntled, and so are some of the commanders, Rich.
Yes.
They want a deal. They're not going to get a new deal.
Who?
And there would be a team that would be very interested, is what I heard our friend Albert Breer say. If the Patriots trade for Terry McLaurin, they will challenge the Bills for the AFC East title.
That's nuts. Okay. I'm high for you. I'm high on your team, but I mean to go from the depths to suddenly challenging for the conference title, the division title, just because Terry McLaurin is added to the mix. We don't even know when Stephon Diggs comes back. I don't want to carp I don't want to carp on your Patriots and douse a flame here. They could be a sleeper team, but to win the division, threaten for the division,
get out of here. If they add McLaurin.
I understand what you're saying. That's a big if. Terry shouldn't want to do that. Terry doesn't want to do that.
Terry wants to get paid.
Terry's going to get paid by the Washington Commanders.
You think so?
I'm telling you, this is going to finally happen.
Doesn't seem like it.
I understand that. But $15.5 million doesn't cut it.
I know that.
They're going to figure something out.
Like a meet in the middle with 25?
I don't know what the number's going to be. I'm not going to be in the numbers prediction. I'm just in the prediction of year two, Jaden Daniels, and everything's trending up. And you got to continue this momentum. What are you going to take his most important part, weapon, teammate, brother away? You're just going to take it away over money? Come on.
It would be a choice.
Out of here. That's the same way I felt about TJ Watt's going to stay in Pittsburgh. This is going to happen in Washington.
All right.
I just think by the end of the day, no matter what you're putting on your football hope chest, it's not going to be Terry McLaurin by the end of the day. And
my vision board.
I just would be stunned if they can't figure this thing out for Terry McLaurin.
All right.
What else, Chris?
I want to talk about one of your boys. I want to talk about Baker Mayfield. You saw him at American Century. He looked great.
The championship, yes. American Century championship.
He looked great.
Yes, sir.
The Bucs have a real chance to be the one seed in the NFC. Everybody's back, all 11 on offense. New offensive coordinator, that's fine. They've done that before.
I know.
Baker Mayfield, what, top 8 quarterback? We saw the GM list.
Can you put up the Buccaneers schedule if you don't mind?
I know Tristan Wirfs dealing with an issue, but there's a chance he could practice end of August and be back for week one.
Order to be the one seed. I mean, this would be one of the teams. I didn't even mention this team at the very beginning of our show today when you were like, somebody other than the Chiefs, the Eagles are going to have the best record in the NFL, most wins in the NFL. This would be one of your candidates if they're the one seed, right? So they do play Philly. They play Detroit.
Home for Philly.
No, I know that. I'm just looking to see
if they've gone and had success.
If they come up with enough wins elsewhere and dominate their division, can they do it?
Back half of the schedule is pretty favorable.
You're assuming that the NFC South is going to mostly stink on the proverbial ice again.
For it to go the Bucks' way to be the one seed, yes, I would assume that.
They play the NFC West.
At Rams, tough, week 12.
Right. And
Buffalo.
And an out of conference, if you will, 17th game opponent is Houston. In Houston, they started 2-2 on the road.
Could 13 wins be the one seed in the NFC? 13 wins.
It's possible, but, and I never want to go against my guy.
I know.
But sure, this is on the borderline of overreaction, okay. But You know how to push my buttons.
Yeah, we're just thinking about other teams right now. I mean, it's July 21st.
No,
they
have to dominate their division. They'd have to win their games against Philadelphia and Detroit, and San Francisco, right? Yep. And the Rams. And so these are teams that they'd probably have to beat and have as a back pocket tiebreak,
sure,
to win the top seed in the conference.
Right.
They'd have to win these games.
There's a path to 13 wins for the Bucs. That's all I'm saying.
No, I see it. Just they'd have to stay healthy and everything would have to click.
And they would need the big man back on the line.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What else?
All right, three more, Rich,
yes, sir,
before we wrap up here. Okay. Just thinking about, obviously, you know, the T.J. Watt situation, Micah Parsons, Trey Hendrickson kind of lost in this. It seems like he'd be willing to sit out games, maybe, if it came to that. I can't think that the Bengals will allow that to happen and will come up with something. But
yes,
if he does play week one, Trey Hendrickson.
Yes, against the Browns.
The Bengals are winning the AFC North.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. If they can tighten the bolts here, you know, on defense, give it one fewer touchdown. Let's go. And don't start slow. And stay healthy, where Higgins doesn't have, like, the soft tissue that keeps him out 1 week, or Burrow goes through something, you know, significant. Why not? They're just as good as anybody else. Last year, previously, we saw the Cincinnati Bengals, they were that team that don't let them in the tournament.
Right.
Okay. So
they were what, 9-8 last year, right? And they lost 5 games when they scored something like 34 more points.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go 3-2 in those games when you should win all of them, really.
Right. Just don't let them in. Don't let them in the tournament. 12-5. Don't let them in the tournament.
I think 12-5 wins the AFC North.
Sure. I mean, you can't sit here and say the Bengals stink last year. The defense stunk.
I mean, you can say that because it was true.
No, but by saying that this year can't be different.
Oh, right. I agree with you.
And that they don't have a division winning roster or chance or coaching staff.
I think if you have number 9, you got a chance.
Yeah, correct.
But, I mean, you can't lose some of the games that they were putting up last year and the performances from him and Jamar and T. Higgins and Chase Brown.
Correct.
Like, you can't lose those games.
Correct.
You just can't.
Right. So, not an overreaction.
Okay. All right. Down with the
I'm with you.
All right. Let's talk about this team.
I don't know who I'm going to choose to win the division. You know, I've got about a month to go here, but.
Man. I don't know how you don't do the Ravens.
Decisions don't get. Those, yeah. I don't know.
But you go off the board, take Bengals.
Couldn't. Take the Steelers. Just to piss you off.
Seth Rollins had them in his top 10 power rankings.
Okay. And did you push back on him?
I did. I mean, I feel like I could take him. You know, he's got a
bum. Well, I mean, right now. Yeah, so, yeah.
I
good
did.
One.
I felt
good
a
one.
Way, yeah.
Yeah.
So your boy, J.J. McCarthy, I'm not getting into the pressure debate with you, but yeah, a lot on his shoulders, right? A lot on his shoulders this year.
You could put him in the category of under pressure, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I get it.
Yeah. And so when I think about the Vikings season this
year.
I
wonder where you're going with this.
Think about what they did last year, right? 14
yes.
wins.
Yes.
With Sam Darnold, now he's out.
Mm-hmm.
You could say their roster got better. The moves they made in free agency,
okay.
They shored up the offensive line.
Okay.
And now you got an unknown at quarterback. So I think this season goes one of two ways for the Vikings. They're either going to win the NFC North or miss the playoffs.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I don't think that's an overreaction.
I don't see them being like a 10-7.
Yeah, like sneaking seven in a 6. Seed.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
I mean, that's possible, but.
But I think they're either full systems go. And
I see
McCarthy
the boom or the bust. I see the boom or the bust.
Who we think he was coming out of the draft last year, or it's.
For those listening, it's the guy on the screen who's the reigning coach of the year, Kevin O'Connell.
One of the best in the league.
No question about it. No question about it. And, they didn't give him an easy assignment to start Chicago on a Monday night.
No, we're going to find out who J.J. McCarthy is
damn
right away.
Straight, and I'm so excited to see it. And I, at the American Century Championship, ran into a ton of Vikings fans who were like, what do you think? You've met him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've met him. And
charming, charismatic, like you want to
but he's
for
also
that guy.
Present. He's also present.
Very.
He knows what he doesn't know and knows that he needs to improve on what he doesn't know and improve on what he thinks he knows and all of that stuff. It's not going to be some sort of fool's gold where he's clueless. He will be prepped. He's a friggin' winner, man.
That's true.
So,
but he's going to have to sling it.
No,
and
I know.
We didn't see him sling it a lot at Michigan. Didn't have to.
Right.
With the team that was constructed around him. And we haven't seen him play football really at all for the Vikings. We had a one good preseason game where he made a wow throw and you're like, oh, it's in there.
No, it's in
and
there.
And then it's like, there. Okay, well, we don't know what he looks like.
I can't wait. And just another thing too, in terms of being better, calling that Vikings Jets game as I did in London, Vikings, had a much better first than second half in that game. Aaron Jones went out and the offense changed. It got more difficult for the Vikings. Jets hung around and almost had a chance to win. It almost did. Right. Jordan Mason there instead,
right. Yep.
Behind Aaron Jones, that's highly improved. So
Hawkinson back healthy, 100%
full year. So it's not like J.J. McCarthy's on an island.
No, he's walking into an amazing situation.
Correct.
You know, we saw what Sam Darnold did last year, was one of the top leaders in yards and in touchdowns.
It's why, Cousins is like, well, man,
I'd love to go.
Rodgers
wanted to go to Minnesota.
Exactly. And you saw Cousins on the Netflix series basically say, hey, if I knew they were going to draft a quarterback here, I could have stayed in Minnesota.
Right.
So You know, what's the last one, Christopher?
Last one. I'm not sure if you saw this while you were away, but Friday night, the Philadelphia Eagles had their ring party.
I did.
Did you see this?
I did not see the ring party, but I saw the rings.
Yes, and here's the deal, Rich. We've maxed out on Super Bowl rings. It's time to tone them down. Why do we need rings that, like, screw open and there's a stadium inside?
Yes.
And this Eagles one has friggin' wings that pop out?
Yes.
What is the point of this? What are we doing?
I don't know.
You can't wear these GD things. They're as big as your hand.
I know.
What is the point?
It's impressive. It's very, very impressive.
Like, it's a, you got a small country GDP on your hand.
But what's your problem with it, though?
Why do we need wings that pop out of these things?
Well, because they're the Eagles. And it's a part of their fight song. You know, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I get it.
You know,
these rings are out of control.
Yeah, I know. It's so big that you can actually put all four results and scores inside the ring with three
and
adjectives
three words
and the Brazilian,
and a Brazilian flag.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
And an autograph and wings.
I feel like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, why? What are we doing?
I don't know. What do you want to? I'll bite.
I want to go the other way.
But how do you?
Less is more, right? You hear that all the time. What is the phrase? Simplicity is the genius of wit, or something. Whatever that phrase is.
But I mean,
brevity.
Sure. Brevity is the soul of wit.
There you go. That's what it is, right there.
But there's nothing witty about this, other than fact that you're. I don't know if this is a bit or not. Let me ask you this.
I want to tone it down.
I
want
to make them do it.
You
want
to wear these things.
How does
you want? Oh, here's the deal. Most NFL players,
yes,
okay,
yes.
A majority of NFL players,
yes,
are anonymous. You don't know their faces.
Oh, that's a problem.
Unless the superstar players. But
right,
if you had a ring that you just wearing out all the time. Oh, hey, oh, you're a big guy. What's that?
No, they'll never wear it out.
Oh, it's my Super Bowl ring.
They'll never wear it out.
Because you make it wearable like a class ring.
Now, that's a point. It's like a ring should be
make it wearable.
Wearable, right. You should.
You won a Super Bowl, right? If I was on a Super Bowl winning team, I would tell people every day of my life, like once an hour, I'd go up to strangers and be like, hey, did you know I won a Super Bowl? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, buddy. Oh, look at my ring that I have on because it's wearable.
No, I get it. So if you've ever been to the Super Bowl experience where we do our shows,
I've
every
been there
Super Bowl,
a few times.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the NFL league office has every ring as well. You see the Super Bowl one ring. These are now like Russian nest dolls, right?
They just
where you can fit previous Super Bowl rings inside current Super Bowl rings,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Like the ring for the Packers in Super Bowl I could probably fit through the Eagles Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Right. So I understand that rings should be made so you can wear them.
Yes.
Right. Not like a brooch. Right.
Yeah.
Or a pendant.
That's basically right. Like the crown.
Maybe
of
that's
the
where
Queen
we're going.
England.
Maybe that's where we're going. That's number one. Number two is what do we do? How do we like? Does the NFL come up with a rule like the competition
max.
Committee?
The max.
Like specs.
Right.
Right.
And here
then,
are the specs.
And then, would you be the ring arbiter?
Yeah, I'll be the judge.
You'll be the judge
on what is
right.
What's too
RES
too much.
RES Consulting will make you available.
Too gaudy.
Sure.
Like we need to just.
It's gaudy.
Tone
you said it,
down. It
like Kurt Gowdy.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah, okay.
Let's tone it down.
Right.
Let's reel it in a little bit.
Let's reel it in.
Let's make these things wearable. So
sure.
Like when you win, like the fourth lineman goes out on a Saturday night with
yes.
his wife, people can be like, oh, he's a big guy. Oh, he won a Super Bowl. Oh, look at that ring he's wearing.
As opposed to, sir, can you turn that down because we're in a movie theater?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't need like reflecting coming through it.
And then it flies off your hand because it has wings.
Because it has wings.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does it have wings?
Because they're the Eagles. That's why. It's on their helmet. It's their logo.
They on their helmet, the wings don't pop out.
By the way, maybe they should.
Okay.
Maybe they should.
Like, why?
Maybe they should. Okay.
And so does this, hold on, another question.
By the way, there's words on the inside of the wings.
Do these?
Well, it says this, you can't be great without the greatness of, so it's an entire phrase that goes from
phrase.
One wing to the other.
That's how big the ring is. There's a phrase on the wings. Now, what is the mechanism to this thing?
No wasted space, Chris. It's
is
efficient.
There lubrication?
It's actually efficient.
Do you have to oil these things? Do I need to get WD-40 in there if they're like
no,
not coming
not.
Out properly?
Probably not. It's just like any other ring.
You know, it's not you just can, like any
you
know, other ring.
Sometimes you need to if you need to take the ring off.
Just get a little butter in there.
I wouldn't know about that. This ring stays on, sir.
You've lost it three times.
This is actually ring number three for the same woman. You know what I mean?
So whoever wins it, when the Pats but win this the Super
have,
Bowl
does
this year,
have wings? Let me see.
Super Bowl, when we win the seventh one this season, no, okay? No, let's just no tone wings. It down. Just tone it down.
Good finish. Big finish. It's a bit, kind of a bit, not a bit. I appreciate you committing either way.
Appreciate it.
Chris Brockman, everybody. You. Rich Eisen, Overreaction Monday. No Contest Wrestling will be coming your way with Paul Walter Hauser of the new Naked Gun film.
Love it.
That's the next edition. Jim Jackson's got another podcast coming out this week as well. And then, of course, there's Women's Sports Now on Roku every single Thursday at midnight. For Chris, I'm Rich. Peace out.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.